aid organisations are calling for full access to the Gaza Strip as they work furiously to deliver essential supplies to Palestinians since the start of a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. US President Donald Trump and Arab leaders met in Egypt to sign a ceasefire deal as the last living Israeli hostages were reunited with their families, and Palestinian prisoners returned to the West Bank in the first phase of the agreement. Amid joyous scenes, humanitarian aid agencies call for all crossings into the enclave to be opened immediately. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says it has 1,300 trucks with supplies ready to enter Gaza from Egypt and Jordan, with a further 1,000 on the way. UNICEF Senior Emergency Manager Emma Maspero says the need for aid is overwhelming.
The needs of children in Gaza are just enormous, whether it be from clean water, drinking water, and sanitation to avoid us spreading any diseases, to basic medical facilities, to being able to get nutritional support. We see so many children severely, acutely malnourished.